Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we're going to be talking about the one and only Ms. Britney Spears. And OnlyFans is trying to woo her.
Okay.
And they're doing it in ways that are kind of covert. Like they're not as a company coming out and doing that, because apparently they don't do that. But apparently they're having like some people called OnlyFans managers
club promoter.
Because at this point, Britney's done with music. She's not interested in making any more music. And at some point, she's going to want to start making money again, at least assumably. OnlyFans managers / OnlyFans is basically saying like, why not us?
Come over here.
Come to the party.
The water's fine.
And boy, are they really trying to sweeten the pot for her to do that by estimating, based on other celebrities that have been on OnlyFans, that Britney could make $100 million a year if she was on OnlyFans. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
We've all at this point seen Britney's Instagram.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
And it's also mostly naked. So
very close.
What is the incentive for her to go to OnlyFans?
Well, she would have to stop posting to any free social media sites.
Right. This might just be me. I don't find anything that Britney posts to be sexy.
Oh, I don't think that this would be a sexy thing. I don't think her going to OnlyFans would be a sexy thing.
What would it be?
I think that it is a train wreck thing. I think that she could post just the exact same stuff she's been posting on Instagram. And it's so weird and it's so wacky and it's so who knows what she's going to do next that people would pay to just be able to see what is Britney doing now.
Would people do that? People?
Yeah, not everybody gets naked on OnlyFans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought OnlyFans was like just sexy stuff.
I don't think it's sexier than what she's doing. Well, for some people, I don't think it's sexier than what she's doing on Instagram.
Well, what's like wacky stuff that's on OnlyFans? Like what?
I mean, there are some people that like have OnlyFans accounts for yoga.
What?
Yeah. Or like personal trainers that help people with their like food and their macros and stuff.
Who would pay for this?
I thought it was supposed to be sexy
pics.
I think
it's mostly sexy,
but
there
why would anybody pay for stuff that's not sexy?
I think it's because, well, if you're following somebody that's like a trainer and they like are helping you with a food plan and stuff like that, you can get that customized because you can pay to have them talk just to you.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
But I think sometimes it's the feeling that you're missing out on. Like it is something that is a secret.
FOMO?
You can only know what I'm doing over here if you pay me and then I'll tell you the secret.
But I don't want to know what Britney's doing.
Well, then you wouldn't do it. But there are a lot of people.
Really? Like there's
For somebody that doesn't want to know what Britney's doing, we talk about Britney a lot on this show.
Because she's in my doom scrolling. That's why. Like, and if all of a sudden, and it has nothing to do with Britney, if I see anybody mostly naked dancing with knives and bandages on her arm, I'm going to stop and go, uh-oh. You know?
Okay, now.
But now the idea of paying to see that makes me kind of a monster. Imagine if, like, remember back in the day when Charlie Sheen was in his Tiger Blood, like, spiral?
Yeah, that is a great example of what he could put behind a paywall, and people would pay to see.
But I feel like if you pay to see that, and then that person ends up really hurting themselves or dead, You are the reason. You're the problem.
You think it'd be better if they did it for free? Because they're going to do it.
That's true.
They're doing it.
And Charlie Sheen did go on tour, and people did buy tickets for it.
So no matter what, it's getting done. At the very least, pay these people $3 a month. Kevin, have you ever gone on OnlyFans?
No.
One of us is going to have to, guys.
It's
OnlyFans
too expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not always too expensive. You can find some local people that are charging like $2 a month or something.
OnlyFans, we talk about OnlyFans too much for none of us to have ever gotten on the platform.
Okay, fine. I'll subscribe to somebody sexy. The things I do for this show. God. What? Wife, what? Do I have an OnlyFans? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called show research. I don't complain that you get those audiobooks on how to be a better teacher. You live your life and I'll live mine.
You want to cash those sweet, sweet radio checks? Well, here's how we keep those coming.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.